Hi, this is T.J. Bennett for the Kill Radio News team, and I'm not going to start talking this week about politics. I'm going to talk about entertainment. Are you aware that most of the so-called IMAX movies that play in these large theaters with these inflated prices are not really IMAX movies? So far, there have only been three movies released with real IMAX sequences in them. All of the others are conversions. The only films that have actually had IMAX sequences in them, Christopher Nolan's The Dark Knight was the first fiction film ever to include IMAX sequences in drama. There are about a half an hour's worth of IMAX sequences in that film. The Transformers Dark of the Moon contains at least one sequence in IMAX that was shot in IMAX. And the Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol movie from last winter has one scene, the building in Dubai, with Tom Cruise running down the building. That was shot in IMAX as well. Otherwise, all the other films that have landed in theaters on IMAX are conversions. That includes Christopher Nolan's Inception, which was not shot in IMAX. The new Dark Knight Rises coming up has over an hour of IMAX footage, which means that the film is not only going to be big, it's going to be enormous. And the new J.J. Abrams Star Trek sequel is also being shot, at least partially, in IMAX. IMAX is extremely expensive, so we understand why no film has been shot from beginning to end in IMAX so far. Even entertainment is out to let us down. At any rate, the next time you think about going to see an IMAX movie, decide whether it's really worth the money to spend all this extra cash just to see a film that's been blown up a little bit bigger to project on a five-story high movie screen. This is the Weekly News in Review, which was posted by Justin Stone on the 24th of April, 2012. And this does concern the news of the previous week. 12 U.S. Secret Service agents and 12 U.S. military servicemen involved in President Barack Obama's security detail at the Summit for the Americas in Cartagena, Colombia, were under investigation after a local woman known as Dania accused an agent of refusing to adequately compensate her for sleeping with him. Prostitution is legal in Colombia. Six agents vacated or were fired from their posts, and investigators determined that as many as 20 other women may have spent the night with members of the detail, who were also accused of using drugs. Journalists competed for a ride with Jose Pena, a taxi driver who claimed to know where Dania lives, and Dania said she was unhappy that media reports had identified her as a prostitute rather than as an escort. An escort, she says, is someone a man can take out to dinner. She can dress nicely, wear nice makeup, speak, and act like a lady. That's me. I still find it hard to accept that these Secret Service agents are doing anything other than their job when they're out of the country to protect the president. Why should they even be partying at all? This is a disgrace. Meanwhile, at a court hearing in which his bond for the second-degree murder of Trayvon Martin was set at $150,000, George Zimmerman told Martin's parents he was sorry for the death of their son. "I did not know how old he was," said Zimmerman, who was later released on bail. "I thought he was a little bit younger than I was, and I did not know if he was armed or not." Now, this is contrary to what he actually said to the police dispatcher on that night, where he was pretty sure that Trayvon was a teenager, and Zimmerman was not a teenager. So we're getting contrary notions. Also, during court proceedings in Oslo, Anders Behring Breivik testified that he killed 77 people in last summer's attacks on an Utøya Island youth camp and Norwegian government buildings out of necessity. That his fight against multiculturalism was akin to Tibet's struggle for sovereignty. That his aspiration had been to kill everyone on Utøya, bomb several more government buildings, and record himself beheading the prime minister so he could post the footage online. That he is not clinically insane, but politically extreme, and that he is, in fact, a nice person. The United Nations voted unanimously to deploy an additional 300 unarmed observers to Syria, where the government was taking what a UN official called clearly insufficient steps towards implementing a declared ceasefire. Activists claimed that Syrian security forces were hiding tanks and weapons in warehouses and that they had killed dozens of demonstrators in the western city of Hama following a visit by UN observers. Tens of thousands of Egyptians gathered in Cairo's Tahrir Square to protest the military's ongoing rule. Government forces in Bahrain used tear gas to disperse thousands of people demonstrating against the country's monarchy and Formula One Grand Prix. And Sudanese jets bombed the South Sudanese town of Bentiu, bringing the two countries close to an all-out war. The Los Angeles Times published photographs of U.S. soldiers posing with the limbs of dead insurgents in Afghanistan, where 150 students at a girls' high school in Takhar province were poisoned after consuming water from a tank thought to have been contaminated by radical Islamists. New York middle schoolers were baffled by a state standardized test that included questions based on a story by Daniel Pinkwater in which a talking pineapple challenges a hare to a race in an enchanted forest, then fails to move, and is eaten by animals. Jeopardy champion Ken Jennings said, "This story seems to have been written during a peyote trip." Swedish cultural minister Lena Adelsohn Liseroth faced criticism after she participated in a Stockholm genital mutilation awareness performance art piece by cutting slices of a red sponge cake frosted to look like a naked black woman. A man named Ramadan collapsed on the floor of an Egyptian internet cafe after discovering pornographic videos of his wife with another man. "It was the first time I watched a porno film," he said. A management professor and a sexologist published a paper on the future of sex tourism in which they imagined an Amsterdam club named Yub Yum, where antiseptic androids of various shapes and colors service patrons. "Robot sex is safer sex," wrote the professors, "free from the constraints, precautions, and uncertainties of the real deal." The band drummer Levin Helm died, as did American Bandstand host Dick Clark. The decommissioned NASA space shuttle Discovery flew for the final time, traveling from the Kennedy Space Center to Washington, D.C., where it will be exhibited in the Smithsonian. And students in California launched a rubber chicken more than 20 miles above the Earth. Scientists concluded that the songs of the rock Hyrax have syntax, and that honeybees dance better vertically than horizontally. Starbucks announced that it would begin using a vegetable extract rather than crushed cochineal parasites for coloring certain drinks red. And a Russian man won the inaugural black caviar speed-eating contest in Moscow, consuming $5,000 worth of caviar in 86 seconds for a prize of $326. The mayor of a city in Austria with the name Fucking, that's F-U-C-K-I-N-G, campaigned to rename his village. "The only problem," he said, "is that we need all of the F-U-C-K-I-N-G residents to agree to the name change. The Canadian province of Ontario decided that a man need not have his penis removed in order to be considered legally female. And a traveler at Portland International Airport was arrested for taking off all his clothes in the security screening line, apparently to protest harassment by TSA employees. "He hasn't been under any stress that I know of," said the man's father. "He's never really under any stress. He works for a computer company in California. He does something for the internet, which is just kind of mystical to me." Oh, Ron Paul actually won the Iowa caucuses and the Minnesota primary. Evidently, Ron Paul, who predicted these things, is winning things now, even though everybody's already decided that it's going to be Mitt Romney as the Republican candidate. We knew that 2 years ago. I mean, it's going to be Mitt Romney, and he's going to lose. But Ron Paul keeps plugging away. Way to go, Ron Paul. You and your Paul bots. Keep it up, baby. This has been the Weekly News and Review. I do the Chill Room every Friday night at 11 p.m. here at killradio.org, and you can listen to that for some collage. In the meantime, I should be back next week. I hope you will be too.